Vermont school district consolidation law was never supposed to work in every single community in the state. Under Act 46, there has been a lot of consolidation, but in about a quarter of the school districts, either voters rejected their merger plans or the local school boards never put proposals together. So now those districts are preparing for the next step in the state's education law. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has more.
Hey, Walter.
The Act 46 vote in Wyndham Southeast Supervisory Union was overwhelmingly rejected. Voters in Brattleboro, Guilford, Dummerson, and Putney all rejected their consolidation plan. And so a few days after the vote, Christina Naylor of Dummerston got ready for Plan B.
So I'm going to call the meeting of the Alternative Governance Structure Committee to order.
Alternative Governance Structures. That's the term lawmakers came up with for those districts that don't consolidate with their neighbors. Basically, alternative governance structures allow districts to keep their own school board. The alternative plans will look different in each district. In some parts of the state, single school districts, which are surrounded by merged districts, will write alternative plans on their own. In southeast Vermont, Naylor is trying to help each of the districts write their own plan. That would include keeping their own school board, while at the same time working together to meet the goals of the school district consolidation law, including operational efficiencies, transparency, and cost containment.
There is a paradigm shift that we all have to make sure we are talking about, which is we are now thinking about the education of all of the students here. And it is efficient thinking of us, and it is child-centered thinking of us, even if sometimes it means money is moving in a way that might not be in your own pocket.
More than 70 school districts have until December 26th to get their alternative plans to the State Board of Education. After that, the school boards will be able to work with the Secretary of Education and the State Board and make changes to their plans if there are questions to address. Finally, it's up to the State Board of Education to create the statewide plan, which could include merging districts to the extent necessary to meet the educational and financial goals of Act 46. Margaret McLean lives in Peacham and works with Vermonters for Schools and Communities, a statewide advocacy group that's been critical of Act 46. McLean says groups like the one here in Wyndham Southeast are playing by the rules, and she hopes the State Board of Education accepts the alternative plans that come before them.
The legislators expected that not everyone would find that merger was the right way to meet the goals of the law, and the legislature built this process into the law, and the state should give these communities even-handed consideration.
Five towns have already submitted their alternative plans to the state board. The Secretary of Education is expected to have her recommendations on the statewide school district merger plan before June 1st. The state board will review the secretary's plan and then accept comments. The board is expected to then finalize the statewide plan before the end of November 2018. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman.